This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Coming up, the Mutant Mayhem cast reunites for Tales of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Welcome to your IGN Daily Update. But first, Crystal Dynamics' Tomb Raider Definitive Edition is finally on PC after 10 years of waiting. But there's a catch. As spotted by DSO Gaming, this all-encompassing version of the franchise reboot, which originally released for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One in 2014, can officially be downloaded on PC, but only through the Microsoft Store. Like most similar releases for other games, Tomb Raider Definitive Edition packs in all previously released DLC, including Tomb of the Lost Adventurer, single-player outfits, and a collection of multiplayer goodies, as well as a suite of graphical enhancements. However, places like Steam and the Epic Games Store still only have access to the Game of the Year version of the experience, which includes add-on content without the visual improvements. It's unclear why what is widely regarded to be the best version of the Tomb Raider reboot is only available on Microsoft's digital storefront on PC. IGN has reached out to Crystal Dynamics for comment. Next, Aspyr has released Update 2 for Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection 6 weeks after its disastrous launch. Revealed on the Aspyr website, the patch includes improvements to all versions of the game as well as specific changes for the Steam, PlayStation, and Nintendo Switch versions. Aspyr also said its work on Update 3 is beginning but didn't say when fans should expect it, though Update 2 has arrived 37 days after Update 1. The list of changes is vast, with Update 2 including fixes to myriad problems, including missing audio and visuals, overlapping textures, misfiring AI, gameplay not starting properly, lightsabers appearing too bright, the respawn counter getting stuck at 1, and much more. Aspyr has also claimed to improve stability in public servers and address myriad instances of crashing. Steam-specific changes include a fix to Xbox button prompts appearing for a PlayStation controller, villains not spawning on hero assault servers, and more. PlayStation received a fix to a fog wall appearing at the edge of players' vision on Kashyyyk, and Switch received a fix for the game force closing when disconnecting a wireless controller. The full patch notes are listed at IGN.com. And it's too cool not to mention. A U.S. company is taking orders for the world's first flamethrower-wielding robotic dog, known simply as the Therminator, and it is somehow seemingly completely illegal to own under federal law in most states. As reported by Ars Technica, Cleveland-based company Throwflame is selling the Therminator for a mere $9,420. It is a four-legged robotic companion that comes fully equipped with a back-mounted, state-of-the-art flamethrower. The 37-pound robotic hellhound, which looks like it was ripped from the virtual pages of PlayStation game Horizon Zero Dawn, is capable of navigating using LiDAR mapping and can be ordered to spray streams of fire at the press of a button, remotely over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth using a handheld controller. Therminator isn't the first commercially available flame-belching product to make its way to market, and it almost certainly won't be the last, unless significant legislative action is taken.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
IGN can exclusively reveal the new teaser trailer for the upcoming animated series Tales of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, premiering this summer on Paramount+. The trailer can be viewed at IGN.com. Tales of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is produced by Nickelodeon Animation and Seth Rogen's Point Grey Pictures, who also brought Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem to cinemas last year. Chris Yost and Alan Wan serve as executive producers. The show brings back Mutant Mayhem's voice cast. Micah Abbey as Donatello, Shimon Brown Jr. as Michelangelo, Nicholas Cantu as Leonardo, Brady Noon as Raphael, and Ayo Edebiri as April O'Neil. While Tales is from the universe of Mutant Mayhem, the 2D animated series boasts a different aesthetic than the animation style of Mutant Mayhem. Plenty more from the Heroes in a Half Shell is on the horizon. In addition to Tales of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the 3D action platformer Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutants Unleashed also continues the story of Mutant Mayhem. That game launches during the fourth quarter of 2024 on PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Nintendo Switch, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, and PC via Steam and Windows. There's also a sequel to Mutant Mayhem coming out in 2026, and an R-rated live-action movie adaptation of The Last Ronin is in the works. While you'll have to wait a few years for those films, you can look back right now at how the original TMNT movie conquered Hollywood, and be sure to check out the teaser trailer at IGN.com. That's your IGN Daily Update. My name is Tony Jackson, and if you want more news on your favorite games and entertainment topics, make sure to visit us at IGN.com. You can also download our free app on your phone or console, and subscribe to our weekly podcasts through the podcast service of your choice.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.